أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness. There is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, it's here again, the welcome guest that we have been waiting for a year, knocking at the door. This evening, the crescent will herald his arrival. It is Ramadan again. We thank Allah for giving us the life to live, to welcome yet another Ramadan. It comes with the light and the guidance. It comes to remind us that a human being is more than just an animal. It's not just the head of the animal kingdom, as they say. For no animal is known that doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't do sex while healthy for another reason than his biology. With our bodies, we are members of the animal kingdom, but it is our spirit blown into us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes us the human being worthy to be the agent of God on this planet Earth. Ramadan comes again. May Allah make us worthy of receiving it, of hosting it, of observing it, and when it goes, of keeping it in our hearts and our deeds after it is gone, until, if Allah wills, we see the next Ramadan, inshallah. This year Ramadan comes after a turbulent time to Muslims, both locally for us in this mosque and in America, and to Muslims the world over. Locally, as I told you 2 weeks ago, Dr. Maat Hathout was given a prize from the Human Relations Committee of Los Angeles. But a certain group, the group that you know, and the group who hate Islam and Muslims, raised hell and protested and made such a fuss. But, alhamdulillah, he was given the prize. The monopoly they exerted on people cracked at long last, and will keep cracking, and will keep working. And thank God that at long last Allah inspired some members of the council to vote yes for giving that price for a Muslim. It is a beginning and will have to be followed. We might be fought more and more, but we'll persist and stand up for adversity because we stand on the side of Allah. The second event is the speech of the Pope of Rome, Pope Benedict, quoting a book that mentioned Islam and the Prophet in quite a foul language. A book written in the 14th century, so is rekindling a fire and bringing back hatreds that we were hoping to have been extinguished a long time ago. But alhamdulillah, again, the Muslims protested, the world watched, and he had to make another speech saying, I didn't mean it, I don't believe it, I was quoting a book, I respect the Muslims, etc. I didn't like the way he retreated, because I like and admire a man of courage. If you hate, say I hate you in his face. If you love, say I love you, despite the whole world. But his way of attack was indirect. His way of apology was indirect. And I'm not surprised, really. It caused a great anger in the Muslim world. It didn't make me angry, as a matter of fact. It just reminded me of past history. You know that in 1095, the Pope at that time did mention Muslims as infidels, as chaff for eternal fire, as non-believers, etc., etc. And that was done. And centuries later, another Pope comes, and in the 70s, the Nostra Aetate of the Catholic Church says, upon Muslims too, the Church looks with esteem. They worship God, our God. They love Mary and love Jesus, and pray to God, and give alms. And it was quite a positive change, although it took so many centuries to correct the direction of the Church. Even the last Pope, John Paul II, what did he say, commenting on the passing millennium? He said, in the previous millennium, the Church has three things that it should atone for. And he mentioned the Crusades, and he mentioned the Inquisition, and he mentioned the Holocaust of the Jews. I respected that Pope, and for all his years, he was trying to bring together Muslims and the Christians and the Jews, the followers of the same faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the children of Prophet Abraham, the father of us all. So it was quite surprising that the current Pope would come and try to badmouth the Muslims again, although alhamdulillah he retracted his intentions, and we forgive him. We forgive him because you are never sorry for forgiving. we forgive him because Allah recommends us to forgive those who were bad to us. We forgive him because the world, humanity, is in need for voices of peace and for makers of peace. And we prefer to be the voice of peace. Hope we forgive you, and we hope for a better future, because we live at a time when people in the name of religion are disobeying religion. We live at a time where instead of people who say they are religious, instead of obeying God, they want God to obey them. Instead of worshiping God, they want to be the gods, to make God say what they want to say. We live at a time where people in the name of God have made a difference between the black and the white, the rich and the poor, and are exploiting religion for their own sake and for their worldly needs and greeds. The world is good if we are good. If we are bad, we will fall into the abyss. If we continue to be bad, we will destroy the whole humanity. The methods to destroy the whole humanity are available in the hands of people. But alas, because people, big and small, leaders and led, kings and emperors and presidents, make lies, flagrant lies, and want to speak about God. God cannot be fooled. But God is patient, and I pray for them to see the light. I don't hate them. I hate what they do. But to me, they are the patients, and we are the doctors. We ask Allah to guide them, to open their eyes, to show them the truth, and to make them follow the truth rather than their own greeds and short-sightedness that will sink the ship of humanity in that sea of hatred and selfishness. And we ask Allah to bless Ramadan for us and to make it a blessed time for the whole world, the whole humanity, so that they realize that they are one family, that they share the grandparenthood of Adam and Eve. We are family, and as family, we should treat one another. But there are those who will obey, there are those who disobey, and Allah in His wisdom is not in a hurry, and we pray for them. May Allah inspire them to follow the truth and to relinquish that hatred and that greed they are deeply sunk in. And may Allah correct the footsteps of the Muslim nation, because many of us Muslims also need correction. Many of us Muslims are Muslims by tongue only, but our deeds are the opposite of Islam. Allah says, hold tight, all of you, to the rope of Allah, and do not disperse. And see what happens in the Muslim world, and in Iraq. Kurdish, Arab, Sunni, Shia, killing, bloodshed, innocent people slaughtered. We should not see the faults in other people and be blind to the faults in ourselves. We ask Him to cleanse our hearts and the hearts of all people, so that humanity becomes worthy of what Allah created it for, to be His agents and the vicegerents on this planet, and to spread love, not hatred, and light, not darkness, and serve life and not death. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وادعوا ربكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واتبع هداه إلى يوم الدين. We ask Allah to make us worthy of belonging to Him and worship Him. We ask Allah to love us and make us love Him, and make us love our fellow human being, and make people love us for that. It is either love or hatred. Love is from Allah, hatred is from the devil. May Allah cleanse our heart from vengeance and hatred, and make us a loving people, calling for love, as our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam did. And when the kafirs hurt him, all types of hurt, he said nothing more illustrative of his nature than, may it please you, my Lord, to forgive my people because they do not know. نحمدك يا رب ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل المحبة، واجعلنا من نورك، واجعلنا من هداك، واهدنا واهدي بنا يا رب العالمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.